I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Yo, it is another edition of Phillies Today. I am your host, James Seltzer. It is Monday, August the 27th. As we come off a very frustrating weekend of Phillies baseball, as the Phillies yet again play down to their competition heading into Toronto. As I said on Friday, needing to take two of three of this series, at least for our own sanity, and at the time we thought with Atlanta and Miami, we'll get to that, that the Phillies would need to win two of three, especially coming off the two out of three loss in Washington, especially considering the way they lost that second game, the Ryan Zimmerman walk-off shot, and then Aaron Nola putting the team on his back saying, guys, I got you. A masterful outing against Max Scherzer, getting the Phillies that win. You would figure, you would hope, you would think that that would springboard them into something positive moving forward, that they could look at the situation and say, hey, Aaron Nola went out there and got that done for us. Let's go out and get this done for Aaron Nola. Unfortunately, that was not the case over the weekend. The Phillies do salvage the series with a win yesterday, but ultimately dropped the first two Friday and Saturday. The Phillies just, again, find a way to disappoint in terms of playing down to their competition. They are a much better baseball team than the Toronto Blue Jays, and yet they find a way to lose two of three, just like they found a way to lose more games to the Mets than they've won this year, just like they lost two of three in San Diego. It's really strange. This is a strange team, the way that they show up sometimes and don't show up other times. And that's something that they've seemingly done for most of the season. It really does feel like this is a team that gets up for big games, plays tough teams tight, like that Red Sox series. If you're a Red Sox fan and only watch the Red Sox play, you probably think the Phillies were a pretty good baseball team. But then they play down in their competition. And what's been so incredibly frustrating about it of late is that they've been the most important games of the season. And that is obviously incredibly frustrating, because that's when you hope and expect this team to rise up and to, you know, really show the toughness that we've seen from them all season, as we've talked almost ad nauseum about. This is a team that is resilient and fights and seems to never be out of games and all that type of cliche stuff, but that's what we've seen this season, and it's been frustrating over the last month or so. Again, they've not won a series in a full month, over a month. Yesterday would have made a month since the last series they won, so it's frustrating to watch, because you get attached to how they play and you start to believe in the team, and then they start to kind of crumble when it matters most. And what you hope and what you wonder is that it? Is this the beginning of the end for this team? We're going to dive into that in a little more depth, but first let's take a look at what happened this weekend, as the Phillies now at 70-60 on the season, three back of the Braves. Thank you to those Florida Marlins, the Miami Marlins, I should say, as they were able to take two of three from the Braves as well. So the Phillies, it's more frustrating because there was an opportunity to gain ground there, but ultimately still remain three back of the Braves, so still in it, two out of a wild card spot. We'll look at the standings a little bit more when we kind of speak about where this team is at and what needs to happen moving forward, as they come right home and get right at it tonight with a big time series against Washington, a team that obviously just took two of three from them. So at home against Washington, we'll dive into that in a little bit as well. But this weekend, very frustrating weekend for this Phillies team. They lose on Friday 4-2, a game where, again, as I had said on Friday, a game where you hope that they would be going in there buoyed by the dynamo-like performance they received from their ace, the guy who threw them on his back against the best pitcher in baseball. You felt, all right, that's something you can build on as a baseball team. Unfortunately, the Phillies were not able to build on it. Went in and just laid a flat one in Toronto on the first night, going up against a kid by the name of Ryan Barusky. I had never even heard of him before. He had an 81 ERA coming in, and sure, he's a decent prospect from what I understand, but The Phillies just don't show up offensively. They leave runners in scoring position all night long, even in the ninth inning when, look, I think that pitch to Rhys Hoskins that he struck out in the ninth inning was absolutely not a strike. It was a ball 100 times out of 100, but you know what? That wasn't really the issue as much as the issue was that this team was not in a position to win the game at that point. I mean, even, you know, obviously Hoskins could have come through or it would have loaded the bases, but they put themselves in that position, and that was what ultimately they shouldn't have been in that position in the first place, is they allowed too many runners in scoring position, just didn't show up in a big game in a big spot where you needed them to kind of start to turn the page and use the Aaron Nola outing as a way to do that. Unfortunately, they can't get it done. And Jake Arrieta certainly didn't get it done. A very frustrating, disappointing performance from Arrieta. You know, the team staked him a lead. You're starting to feel good. And then Arrieta just can't hold it. He frustrates. The pitches just weren't moving the same way we had been. You know, we had seen them in Boston and other spots. He was even better in his last outing. So gives up four runs. Look, he wasn't a disaster, but two home runs just wasn't good enough, and it was frustrating because that's a spot where this team needs to be better with Arrieta on the hill. But listen, I said they had to win 2 of 3, so again, they put themselves in a position where they need to win 2 of 3, and unfortunately, they're not able to do that. Saturday, the most frustrating loss of the series, as they fall 8-6. They were up 6-3 heading into the seventh inning, but this was one of those ones where the blame is spread around. As Nick Pivetta was kept in the game too long. Gabe Kapler certainly shouldn't have left Pivetta in that spot, but he trusted his guy. Who'd have thunk that we would flip it around so much that we'd be upset with Kapler for leaving a guy in too long, am I right? But unfortunately, he does leave him in too long. Ultimately, the Jays scored 2 in the 7th and then 3 in the 8th off Sir Anthony Dominguez, who, look, I just think he's hit a wall. That's what it looks like to me. You have to figure, this is the highest number of high-leverage innings this guy has ever thrown in his life in the highest of stages. And look, he's thrown like guy was barely above single A prior to the season, and really a meteoric rise in the majors, and to be counted on the way they've counted on him and the amount they used him in a short period of time, it's not that surprising to see him struggle. But obviously came in yesterday and got him out of the ninth in a much lower leverage situation. But ultimately, Sir Anthony struggles again. The Phillies cough up the lead and lose it 8-6. And again, can't express how disappointing this performance was. Again, in a game you felt like they needed to have. You can't give these games away. You can't go into a place like Toronto, a team that is hands down, flat out less talented than you, and not handle your business. The Phillies were able to, as I said before, salvage the series with a win on Sunday. They win it 8-3. They basically came out and said, all right, we're not losing this game no matter what happens. Homers in the first back-to-back shots by Rhys Hoskins and Carlos Santana. Michael Franco had a two-run bomb. Wilson Ramos, who just continues to pulverize baseballs as a Philadelphia Philly, had a two-run bomb. Vincent Velasquez did enough. 5 innings, 2 earned, wasn't his best, but certainly got the job done, as the Phillies are ultimately able to cruise to a victory yesterday, 8-3. Sir Anthony comes in and shuts it down in the ninth, but not good enough. It's just not good enough. There's no other way to say it. This team had should have won the last 3 series they've played. They lost 3 of 5 to the Mets, including a no-show on the national stage in the coolest of spots in Williamsport. They no-showed. That was as disappointing a loss as in my mind they've had all season. And then 2 nights later, it gets even worse as they no-show the first night in Washington. And then, of course, the Ryan Zimmerman walk-off, another Sir Anthony Dominguez debacle. As look, you know, it's those were bad losses. Bad losses. And yes, they bounced back for a couple wins in each of those spots. Certainly Aaron Nola taking care of business in Washington was big, but then they go to Toronto and lose the first 2 again. And I'm happy they were able to win yesterday. And the fact that the Marlins took 2 of 3 from the Braves helps. But man, this team can't continue to play down to their competition. It's unacceptable. And they're not going to be able to make the playoffs if that's the way it's going to come out. They're going to end up missing the playoffs by a game or two or whatever. And again, look, they have their last 11 games of the season are 7 against the Braves and 4 against the Rockies. So they're going to play good teams down the stretch, and the season's probably going to come down to those 11 games, as if they could just stay close enough until then, that's what's going to happen. But it's not a hallmark of a good team to not beat bad teams. I know that sounds obvious and cliche, but it's true. You know, the best teams handle their business against bad teams. There's no question marks. There's no, are they going to beat a bad team? And baseball's a weird sport, so you can't always, you can't always count on anything from night to night because there's so many games and so much variability. But again, good teams beat bad teams. And this Phillies team hasn't done that nearly enough all season, so that is certainly a worry. All right, coming up, we're going to dive into where this team is at right now and where they will what they need to do over the last 30-plus games of the season, as we are about to be in September in a big series coming up tonight as well. We'll dive into that as well. Phillies Today, it's James Seltzer. We're coming right back. We are back. It is Phillies Today, James Seltzer, as we have looked back at what was an incredibly disappointing weekend of Phillies baseball, that they drop 2 of 3 to Toronto. A lot of important baseball still left to play, though, as you kind of look at this team right now where they are and coming off their worst month of the season, definitely their most down stretch for an extended period of time. The hallmark of this team has been their resiliency, their ability to bounce back. And sadly, we haven't seen that over the last few weeks. They've not fallen into a total tailspin. They've won games here and there, as we saw them again do yesterday with that 8-3 drubbing of a Blue Jays team. They should have done it too all weekend, but it does beg the question, where does this team stand as we are at 70-60, just 32 games left in the season, just a month left to play, is on August 27, 32 games. So where does this team stand with 32 games left in the season? Obviously, we know that from a standings perspective, 3 back of Atlanta, they still have 7 to play against the Braves. And then in the wild card, they are 2 games back of the Milwaukee Brewers, 2.5 back of the Cardinals, with also the Colorado Rockies a game in front of them. The Dodgers a half game behind them. It is an incredibly competitive, incredibly tight National League race this year. It's fun that the Phillies are a part of it, but it's also going to be a very close, tough stretch for them. And you look where this team is at, sitting at 70-60, 3 games back. And while it has been incredibly frustrating, and while we've seen the flaws bubble to the surface, and while a team that plays such poor defense so consistently for so long is ultimately going to get bit in the butt by it, this team is still not out of it. And that's what's crazy, is right now it really feels like the season has slipped away, or it should have, because they've really just no-showed for the last month of the season. And in the most important games of the season, I think that's the most frustrating part of this whole thing, is that they keep not showing up when the games have gotten the most important. And a team that has been resilient and bounced back all year is finally not getting back up, and or at least not as much as we need them to. And it's frustrating because it's in the most important games of the season, and more so because it's against the worst teams in the league. And when you look at the schedule shaping up over the last part of the season, I mean, the Phillies are going to have to learn to beat bad teams. As they come home tonight to face Washington, we'll get into that, obviously only able to take 1 of 3 in Washington last week, but then the Cubs will come to town after that. But then it's 3 against the Marlins, 3 against the Mets. As we know, the Mets have had a ton of success against the Phillies, but not a good baseball team. Then 3 against Washington, again, a sub-500 team. 3 against Miami, 3 against the Mets. So they have a 15-game stretch of games against the Marlins, the Mets, and the Nats, with 6-6 against the Marlins and the Mets. After that, the gauntlet that ends the season is 11 games, 4 in Atlanta, 4 in Colorado, 3 at home versus the Atlanta Braves. That's what ultimately will decide this season, but only if the Phillies are able to play decent enough against bad teams in the 15 games that precedes that. So it's a worrying trend when you look at this team and you look at the fact that they just have been unable to beat the teams they're supposed to beat on a consistent basis. And that lack of consistency is frustrating. And that's the word you keep coming back to, because This team is too good to be as inconsistent as they are on a night-to-night basis. Again, you know, to lose 2 of 3 to Toronto this past weekend was about as frustrating for me as it gets, because they had the opportunity to go in and make up games on Atlanta. Atlanta loses 2 of 3 to Miami, a much worse team. And the Phillies can't get the job done against a bad Blue Jays team. As I said, Friday night against a guy I'd never even heard of before. And I watch so much baseball, it's actually a little aggressive. I probably watch too much baseball. I never heard of the guy. And the Phillies falter yet again. So I think that as we look at this stretch of baseball to come, you have to be worried about the Phillies' inability to succeed against teams they're better than. And it sounds so silly. What are we arguing about here? What are we talking about? This team can't beat bad teams. And again, I said it before, but I truly believe it. You look at the best of the best, the teams that are the best teams, they beat bad teams. And again, I understand that baseball is weird and there's ebbs and flows, and a bad team can beat a good team and will beat a good team many times over the course of a season, because there's 162 games in 180 days or whatever it is, and it's just a freaking grind. Weird stuff happens. I totally get it. But it's happened too much too often to this Phillies team, and it's happened too much in the biggest of games, when the games matter the most. Now, on the flip side, you could also look at this team and say, all right, well, because they are so streaky and unpredictable, maybe they're going to go on a run here. And you certainly hope that. And they have the pitching to do it. I mean, they have the pitching to do it. It's just a question of whether this offense can get on a roll on a night-to-night basis. Bringing in Wilson Ramos has made a huge difference from an offensive perspective, but it's still just a really difficult team to get a grasp on from a night-to-night basis. Now Roman Quinn hurt, a sore hamstring. He's been obviously a very important part of this team. It doesn't look like it's too serious. He was out yesterday. You hope he can get back and continue to help, but it's just a frustrating spot, and I keep using that word. I feel like I've used it 100 times this show, but it's really the way I feel, in that this team has so many things going for it, and they have shown a propensity and a willingness to be tough and be resilient. And at other times, they have shown the exact opposite. And especially over the last month, as things have started to falter. And again, I harped on it before, but I mean, you can't make it to the playoffs and compete in the playoffs if you can't just do the fundamental stuff on defense. That's the type of things that kills teams. Those unforced errors that ultimately submarine an inning, submarine a game, submarine a season. We have seen way too many of those this year. And this team has shown no ability to not continue to do said things. So I just think that when you look at this team, again, they're not out of it. It's not panic time. 3 back of the Braves with 32 to play. Again, we saw 7 back with 17 to play lead to a division title. So let's not all freak out and panic. But at the same time, it's not up or shut up time. Like, that's where we're at right now for this team. This is the time where they have to say, we're either going to make a run for this thing, or this just isn't our year. And it's okay if it's not their year. As we have discussed many a time, this was not the year that everyone expected, organizationally speaking, for things to jump into the hyperdrive. You know, they expected to not be as good this year. This is a surprise. And that doesn't mean you don't go for it and you don't push, but I think that they've had a measured way of going about it. Obviously, they weren't willing to give up what it cost to get Machado. Granted, they were in on it, so, you know, they were really trying, but, you know, they didn't go out and get rentals like Zach Britton, a guy who would have been such a huge help for this team. As you look at the bullpen, as it is just the one thing you can't count on night to night, week to week. And I, you know, look, Sir Anthony Dominguez has been such a great find for this team and will be a very big part of this team's future, but he just looks shot. He's got nothing left. He had only pitched 10 appearances above single A before coming up to the majors this year. And since then, he's been asked to be the savior of the bullpen, to be the go-to guy in all high leverage situations. And I think he's just beat. I just don't think he has anything left in the arm. I think, the slider doesn't slide the same way it does. The breaking ball doesn't break the same way it did. You can just see it. He needs the offseason. And you look past him, there's just no... Look, I like Pat Neshek. Tommy Hunter's been much better the second half. There are times where I feel really good with Victor Arano in there. Most times. But on the whole, this has just not been a bullpen that you've been able to count on. And they've still continued to cycle in lefty relievers, and nothing's worked. And so on and so on and so on. So while this team is, again, already overachieved, they have 70 wins and it's August 27th. I mean, it's awesome. And while this team is going to compete, and look, they could make the playoffs. All they have to do is get hot over those last 2 weeks of the season and they'll be in. I mean, that's where they're at. They're going to be competitive here, but I think ultimately when you look at this team and you're real about it, I don't think anyone was ever really expecting them to win the World Series. I think the key is you get to the playoffs and you have Aaron Nola going two times in a series and then some other starters who have at least shown a propensity or an ability to have great outings. Sure, anything can happen. And I think that's the mindset. But I think ultimately this team, we all know, is not a World Series champion type of team. And they are a flawed team. And they are a team that is clearly bad from a defensive perspective. Very subpar from a defensive perspective. A team that you can't count on night in, night out from an offensive consistency perspective. From a bullpen perspective. I get it. They're just not a great team. But they have been a tough team all year. And they've really been resilient. And they've shown us in spurts. I mean, those four games against the Red Sox were... You know, some of the best four games we've seen Phillies teams play in years. They were really a great team in those games against the best team in baseball. So, look, it's been an exciting ride, and they still have a chance to make the playoffs. But ultimately, don't be too upset with them if they don't, as it does seem like we as a fan base have just taken it so intensely serious. And that's great because people actually care, which is awesome. But if they don't win it, they are a young team. There is a great future ahead. So keep that in mind. All right, coming up tonight, the first of three against the Nats. Three against the Nats, day off on Thursday, and then Chicago, the Cubbies, come to town Friday through Sunday. Tonight, Zach Eflin against Steven Strasburg. The Phillies, obviously, were all over Strasburg the last time they saw him, but Zach Eflin has not been great lately, ladies and gentlemen. We need Zach Eflin. We need June Zach Eflin to show up. So they really need this series here. The Phillies have to start winning two of three. They have to. They're not the type of team that's going to go on a huge run. They need to start winning series again. It's been since July. July 26th since they won a series. That has to change, and it has to start now at home against the Nats. Tuesday, we get Nola versus Scherzer, part deux. That is going to be epic. I can't wait for that. And then Jake Arrieta against Gio Gonzalez on Wednesday. That's a big one, too, is we really need to see Arrieta go out and start to earn his money in this last month here. We've seen him have some big starts and obviously seen him have some rough starts, but this is one where the Phillies really need him to show up. But more importantly, they need to get it going tonight. Zach Eflin on the hill. We need a big one from you, Zach. F, you listening? You listening, buddy? We need you tonight, F. You need to go out and show the Nationals who's boss. This Phillies team there has to be a sense of urgency here. There's 32 games left in the season and they're three back. That means they're still in it. That also means that this is it. It's time. They have to go for it now. They have to decide that they're going to go for it and they have to go for it. And that has to happen now. It has to start tonight against Washington. I said it had to start against Toronto, but luckily Atlanta lost 2-3 to the Marlins. So they're still in this thing. But it has to happen now. If the Phillies are making the playoffs, if the Phillies are making any sort of run that's going to be fun, they have to start playing better baseball, and they have to do it now. And they get to come home to do it. They've sucked on the road, but they've been great at home. Now's the time they have to bring it. So we will be back tomorrow. We will talk about this Phillies-Nationals action as hopefully Eflin can get it done tonight. Huge game at Citizens Bank Park. We will break that down, and then we will look ahead as well as the rest of the week, Chicago coming to town, and all that and more. Until then, keep it here. We got you covered all day long right here on the Phillies 24/7 Network.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.